This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
For a decade, a small group of private companies have made huge amounts of money off the deep fiscal problems in Springfield. But a newly unsealed whistleblower lawsuit alleges the biggest player in the program engaged in fraud and avoided paying state taxes on its profits. WBEZ's Dave McKinney and Dan Mihalopoulos have been following this story for years, and they're here now to break down the latest developments. And Dave, let me start first with you. Tell us about how this program works exactly.
Melba, for much of the past decade, the state has had a mountain of unpaid bills. It's owed billions of dollars to its vendors year in, year out. Under former Governor Pat Quinn, officials set up this program that let a few, quote, qualified companies buy the debt, at one point reaching as high as $16 billion. These companies front the vendors most of the money they're owed, and then they later collect the late payment penalties from the state. The biggest of the companies calls itself Vendor Assistance Program, VAP. We found that VAP alone got hundreds of millions of dollars from the state in just the last few years in these late payment penalties. Penalties they're collecting, it's all legal, but they're essentially profiting from the state's financial misery from this program. Whether they were paying their fair share of taxes to the state for all that money they made off the state, that's what's really at issue here.
And Dan, I want to bring you in on this. Tell us about this lawsuit. What is VAP accused of doing exactly, and who's behind this company?
There are a lot of people we know well in Illinois political circles. The biggest name behind VAP is Brian Hines. He's very close with the disgraced former Chicago alderman Danny Solis. In this whistleblower suit, which just got unsealed, Hines and VAP are accused of setting up front companies in Puerto Rico and Florida to evade Illinois income taxes. We also found a lot of internal VAP records by going to court. We were represented by the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and the records that we got unsealed show that VAP cleared more than $23 million in 1 year alone. And in addition to those profits, Hines was paid another $5 million in bonuses in the span of just a few years. Those court records also show VAP employed a number of other connected individuals, including a daughter of former Alderman Solis.
And those are definitely familiar names to us. Dave, let me just bring you back in and take a step back here. How do these whistleblower lawsuits actually work?
Melba, this is basically a civil case where someone acts as a whistleblower on behalf of the state. The whistleblower can then collect 30% of whatever is recovered from the perpetrators of the alleged fraud against the state. In this case, we have Michael Ford, who, by the way, was former Mayor Rahm Emanuel's lawyer. He's acting as the whistleblower against VAP. Ford's lawyer in the case against VAP, Michael Leonard, told me that they don't have an exact number, but the alleged tax evasion they're talking about here could total tens of millions of dollars.
What they're doing is creating other companies, I would argue shell companies, to take their place in the program, unbeknownst to the state, and then avoid taxation on the millions of dollars they're making from the state program.
Well, I mean, the allegations in Ford's case echo a federal civil case out of Philadelphia where former VAP investors sued and won a $6.2 million judgment against another group of investors.
And Dan, what did VAP have to say in response to this lawsuit?
Well, Brian Hines, who started VAP, did not want to talk to us, but a spokeswoman for VAP said the company has not broken any of the program rules from the state or evaded any state taxes. This is all happening, by the way, at the same time some politicians, including Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza, want to get rid of this program entirely. And Governor J.B. Pritzker told us any vendor who avoids taxes, quote, should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
WBEZ reporters Dan Mihalopoulos and Dave McKinney, thanks to you both. This is WBEZ.